bringing a man who never really fraternizes with his color analyst or sideline reporter, you know, in case one of us got traded to another college.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we've got to keep those certain things in-house all the time. So there's certain areas that you sideline reporters are allowed to go and not to go.
Joe won't let us see any of his notes because, you know,
Joe, I don't know
how he does his game prep.
Joe, I don't know if you knew this, but the blowout that Virginia Tech suffered at the hands of LSU in Baton Rouge Saturday, the worst beating for the program since Vanderbilt took him to the woodshed back in 1982.
Yeah, 45-0 or something like that, wasn't it, as I recall. Things have changed a lot since then, haven't they? And that LSU program is really, really impressive. I don't know if anybody's going to get them this year. They've got a tough run to make. They've got some big games coming up down the stretch, of course. But, boy, they are absolutely loaded this year, no doubt.
I was just kidding earlier. We all get along great every week. And this week it will be Ole Miss coming to town. And I guess, Joe, the big question is the health of Chris Nixon at this point.
We'll find out more today when they get back on the practice field. But it's going to be interesting for the coaching staff because they're going to have to make a decision pretty early, because if Chris is not going to be ready to go, or if they don't think he's going to be ready to go, they're going to have to go on and get McKenzie all the reps, all the first team quarterback reps, and go ahead and get him prepped to go. And so I'll be curious to see how they handle it today. If they get out there and let Chris go some, if they try to turn him loose, or what they'll do. But Max got some experience; they're confident with him. I thought he actually played decently in the second half against Alabama, and he's a guy that's a really strong competitor, doesn't panic. He can throw the ball. He's big and mobile and strong. So they'll have plenty of confidence to play him. It's just you have to decide how you're going to prep during the week.
And, Joe, stopping the run will be a big job for the defense this week. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and, you know, he's the key running back for Ole Miss. But
232 yards against Missouri.
And they also have the big road grader of a left tackle in Michael Orr, who's just a terrific offensive lineman.
Certainly an NFL lineman in the future, no question. And it's funny you look at their stats. I think Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has 305 yards rushing, and the rest of the team has minus two. I mean, he's it. You know, he carried it, I think, 33 times or something against Missouri, and he racked up his yardage just in chunks of 5, 6, 8, 10, a couple of 20-yard runs. But he is just a workhorse, and there's not much doubt what they're going to do in handing him the football. Now, that being said, they've gone to Seth Adams at quarterback.
He had a good week.
And Bobby Johnson really likes him and said, we were talking on the TV show that we taped yesterday, and he said, I don't want to scare anybody. He said, kind of reminds me a little bit of a young Jay Cutler in the way he plays the game. And I think it's a pretty strong compliment right there. So certainly he's a guy that's gotten their attention and maybe gotten that offense going a little bit.
And you always got to watch out for Mike Espy at wide receiver, right?
Oh, yeah, who's been there, I think, for what, 12, 13 years now?
Wow. I saw him playing for somebody in the NFL. I don't remember who it was. But you mentioned the quarterback. That guy was a former walk-on, correct?
Yeah, they really went through terrible things last year trying to figure out who their quarterback was going to be. And, of course, Brent Schaefer was supposed to be the answer, and that didn't turn out to be the case. And so they finally handed the keys to this guy who seems to have a lot of confidence, and I think the team has confidence in him. I believe he's sort of engendered that in his offense that, you know, come on, guys, I can get this done, and they seem to be falling in line for him. So,
Is Schaefer on the team?
Well, I've got to look at the list again. They had moved him to receiver, but I don't think he shows up in any of the stats. So I think he's sort of just kind of faded out of the picture.
These are always interesting games, are they, with Ole Miss? I think the last five have been decided by a touchdown or less, and always have some sort of strange element to them.
And usually really late in the game. You know, you go back to that. Last year's was 17-10, and Vanderbilt had 400 yards of offense. Ole Miss had 170. And the problem was Vanderbilt turned it over five times, and that was the difference. And then you've got those games, those great games back when Eli Manning was there, the 45-38 game, the 21-point fourth quarter rally by Vanderbilt, all those kind of things. They usually have some little quirk in them, or a call that's made or a call that's not made that makes a big difference in a game. And everybody remembers the Ole Miss game when the Jay Cutler face mask penalty wasn't called, when he almost had his head taken off. And so there's all kinds of little quirks to these games, and this will probably be another close one too.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it as always. Visit with you again tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow.